some of the best acts. And we've got two fantastic acts for the second half of our show. Would you please welcome our first one? Absolutely brilliant. You're going to love him. The one, the only, the magnificent, a good friend of mine, Mr. Sean Collins.
Hello. Don't worry, I'm from Canada originally, but I've lived in the UK for 12 years. I know that's the standard response to hello. Just stare at me till I cry. I mean, I've learned a lot since I moved here. When I first came here, I used to smile. I love your country, and quite frankly, it's because things don't work here and you guys don't seem to care. One of my favorite things to do on Sunday is go down to a train station and watch foreigners who have just arrived in the country with a train ticket being ushered onto a bus. It's wonderful because they actually think they're going to see a train. We know they're not, but they have hope, don't they? It's wonderful because you can see them. They look at the train ticket for a minute, then they look behind them to make sure they're at a train station. Then they look at the staff member and go, "But I have a train ticket. Get on the bus." It's even funnier when they get angry. "This is an outrage. How dare you put me on a bus? I have a train ticket. I want to speak to your manager." "You just missed your bus." This is how English I've become with the trains. I was in Germany doing a corporate event the last time the snow shut down England. Sorry, as a Canadian, that always makes me laugh. I had friends calling me from Canada going, "How much snow did they get?" "An inch." "And the whole country shut down?" "The whole country shut down." You had people working out of their own home calling in sick. But I had to get my itinerary from the German lady behind the counter, and I got it, and I noticed there was 10 minutes in between my connection. And I said to her, "Look, there's only 10 minutes in between my connection. What if the first train is late?" And she went, "Why would it be late?" I didn't know how to answer that. I was like, "I'm so sorry, I live in England." And then it got really weird. She went, "Do you know something about the train?" No. Called security over and said, "This gentleman said the train's going to be late. Please let me go." I came over here 12 years on tour, basically. I met my future wife, who's English, and got married and stayed. And I have two young children, and I'm old. And I'm tired all the time now. And for those of you who don't have children, I'll tell you why. It's because they never go away. Ever. I'll be reading the paper on Sunday going, "He's looking at me right now." And I look down and there he is. Fuck off. Just for a minute, please. The older one used to jump into bed with us every night at 3 in the morning. And if you don't have a young child, children have the ability to sleep, spin, and kick at the same time. It's quite remarkable because they get a good night's sleep and you wake up wrecked and it goes on and on day after day. And I knew I was tired when I said this to my wife. I said, "Look, nobody has any memories before they were 5, so why don't we just duct tape them to the wall?" He didn't walk till he was 2. He never crawled. He just dragged himself along the ground by his arse. We didn't know what was going on. We went to the doctors and said, "Look, he's not walking. He's not crawling. He just dragged himself along the ground by his arse." And I didn't know there was a name for it. But the doctor looked at me and my wife and said, "That's because your boy's a bum shuffler." I looked at my wife and I looked back at the doctor and I said, "I think it's a little early to determine that." Right? Horrible bringing him to preschool before he was walking. Well, preschool, it's just six women that made a bad career choice. If you didn't like that, you're going to hate the rest of the joke. Bring them in and plunk them in the center of the room. All the other kids are running and crawling, and I'm like, have fun. And parents are competitive with your children, so they'd always greet me and my wife at the door with, is he walking yet? I was like, no, and they go, aw, I'm sure he'll get it. I was like, well, of course he'll get it. I'm not going to turn up at college and plunk him in the center of the room. There you go, son, study hard and bum shop to the library if you need any books. We started lying to other parents, like, is he walking yet? I was like, he drove us here. You never think you're going to be as embarrassed as you are until you watch your child perform at school. It's horrible, man. People all sitting there lying, all these parents going, oh, it's so cute. No, it's shit. It's awful, man. They had career day at my son's preschool. They were asking three-year-old children what they wanted to be when they grew up. And I was in the back of the room with my wife, and we were going, please don't say anything stupid, son, right? They went to the first little girl, and they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, a ballerina. And everyone went, aw. And even I went, aw, because that's really nice. I went to the next boy, and they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, a fireman, because I want to save people's lives. I was like, you were a coach. No way you came up with that on the run. Look at you. Your shoes are on the wrong feet, and you just shit yourself. What the hell are you talking about, fireman, my ass? And they went to my son and they said, Joel, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, black. And everyone knows I'm a comedian, so they all turned and looked at me. I was like, I didn't tell them to say that. I have a 10-year-old and I have a 2-year-old and I'm 51, which is, we weren't counting on the 2-year-old. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if he sees this tape, he needs to know that. It was just, I normally come on her tits, but this was just a weird moment. Just dawned on me, if my wife sees this now, I'm in trouble, but I am. He was born with colic and acid reflux, which is basically, it's horrible. He cries all the time. That's what he did. He cried all the time when he was born. He just cried and cried and all the time. He didn't sleep and he cried. And it starts to get you and wear you down, you know. And I was furniture shopping with my wife and I was holding little William in my arms and he was crying constantly. I hadn't shaved or... I was standing there with just him crying, and you don't even acknowledge it anymore because there's nothing you can do about it, right? And my wife's talking to the salesperson, and I could see these granola-eating twats to my left, right? And I knew they were going to come over and try to give me advice. And this is the thing, all right? Do you honestly think we hadn't tried everything at this point? If I looked at, you don't think we tried everything? Like, unless you have a pill for me to take or a cage I can lock them in, right? So they walk over, and the couple's standing in front of me now. My wife grabs my hand because I'm a little bit annoyed that they're standing in front of me, right? And they go, the wife looks at me and goes, he's not happy, is he? No, he's not. She goes, you know what we like to do with our children? I'm like, no, but I know you're going to tell me. She goes, what we like to do is find out their likes and dislikes and only do what they like. You know what he really likes? He loves watching me kick the fuck out of a stranger. So I'm going to put him on the sofa here, and I'm going to start wailing on your husband, all right? And whoa, watch the giggles. Slowly but surely learning about the laws in this country. You know it's against the law in this country to kill a cat that shits in your back garden? Which is weird, because now I got to pretend I'm looking for him with the neighbors. putting up posters. Do you think we'll find them? Probably. Probably not, no, but we'll give it a go.
Weird thing said to me after, I had a woman come up to me recently after a gig. You never know what they're going to say. Sometimes they forget you're human. She walked up to me and she said, excuse me, I saw you downstairs. I said, oh, yeah. She goes, you're Canadian, right? And I said, yeah. She goes, how can you do that to the seals? I said, what? She goes, how can you club them like that? They're such cute animals. It's so cruel. And I snapped. I said, you're right. What we should do in Canada is get our friends together, get on horseback, chase them down, and allow our family pets to chew them to death. Would that be better? Did that joke here at the store once, and 5 minutes later, a drunk guy in the back of the room shouted out, they get in your bins. Well, seals are annoying. You have no idea what it's like to come home and your big red ball and your hula hoop's missing. To show you that everybody has a sense of humor everywhere, I did a gig not long ago in a place called Iqaluit, Canada, Nunavut, Canada, which is the most northern part of Canada. And when we landed, it was minus 62. Now, I've never dealt with minus 62 before. That's a new kind of cold that I've never felt. And then we went to the hotel, and I realized I forgot my shaving cream and razor. So I thought I'll walk across the street to the shop, and I'll get it. So I walked across the street, got halfway across the street, and blinked, and my eyeballs froze shut. I've never dealt with instant blindness before, right? But all of a sudden, I'm standing, and I went down on all fours. Nobody helped me. It was just Eskimos and a few white people just looking at it. But I'm down on all fours. I crawl back to the hotel. I wait in the lobby for 5 minutes for my eyes to thaw out, and I open them like this, and there's five Eskimos standing in front of me. And I'm like, what? And they go, well, you're supposed to wear goggles up here. Like, well, why didn't anyone tell me? Because that was fucking hilarious. I don't like the government in this country. I don't like the Tory government. I mean, some of you might like them. I don't like them. I don't like many governments anyway. I find they're all self-serving pricks anyway. But I hate the Tory government, and I hate the way. What's that? Yeah. I just think, I don't know why people vote for them, but you do, apparently. So I don't know, man. But I hate the way they go after the poor in this country, and that's the wrong thing to do. Even if you're well off, don't go after the poor. Go after the bankers and the fucking people who stole the money from us in the first place. If you're sitting there honestly believing people on benefits are bankrupting this country, you've never lived on 53 quid a fucking week then. And I hate the way the press portrays people on benefits in this country. It's always a bald, fat guy with tattoos from head to toe standing there with a pit bull on a chain, and the caption reads, this guy's on benefits. We pay to keep him at home. Well, let me ask you something. Do you want him at work with you? I'm happy to pay to keep that asshole at home. Huh? Give him a bag of pot and tell him to stay at home. That's the problem in this country with Brexit and stuff like that, is that we have democracy where everybody got a chance to vote. And I know, I live in Gosport, which is a little chav hamlet down on the coast. It's fucking horrible, right? It's horrible people. And not only should those people not be allowed to vote, they shouldn't be allowed to leave the fucking house. And that's... You've all watched Jeremy Kyle. Do you honestly think that they have an equal vote to people that are normal? For fuck's sakes, don't give them a vote. We should kill people. If you, I'm sorry I'm sounding right wing, but if you go on Jeremy Kyle, what they should do afterwards is say, you know, there's free Stella in the green room, and when they run there, turn on the fucking gas. Kill them all. I don't give a fuck. I guess I am getting a bit right-wing when I'm talking about gassing people. Are there any Germans in the crowd, by the way? Oh, holy fuck, there is, isn't there? Shit, I'm sorry. I'll go back to do some fluffy shit now. I'll take it down a bit. I know I've been a bit intense. I was sexually abused by my piano teacher when I was 6. Once a week for a year, I went for piano lessons, and he forced me to suck his dick. And people ask me to this day if that's the reason why I have difficulty committing to one woman. And I'm like, no, it's the reason I can't play piano, though. That was a bit intense, wasn't it? You didn't find that funny at all. You're kind of smiling a bit, but going, please get him off. People get upset when I do that joke. They're like, you can't talk about abuse like that. I'm like, it happened to me. Of course I can talk about it. This is the whole thing, is you can't be offended for other people. And that's what fucking drives me crazy about the world we live in. People get offended now for other people. They're going, holy shit, I should be offended for that person. I'm going to be offended. Don't. Fucking, it's comedy. This is exactly, this is the one place that we should be allowed to say whatever the fuck we want. And that's it. I remember I was back home with my mom's, staying at her house, and there was a headline in the paper. My piano teacher got finally arrested because 78 people came forward that he abused. 78. Now, that's not the funny bit, so I don't know what the fuck you're laughing at, but hang on. 78 people came forward that he abused, right? And my mom came up to me, and I didn't want to tell her because I knew it would hurt her, and she came up to me and she said, wow, he abused 78 kids. He didn't abuse you, did he? And I said, no, because I didn't want to hurt her. And then she left the room. And I remember sitting there with a paper going, holy shit, 78 victims. And I thought I was special. Fuck you, that's a funny fucking joke. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find my fan page on Facebook or Twitter if you want, Sean Collins 66. Other than that, thank you very much for listening. And
ladies and gentlemen, Sean Collins! Sean Collins, would everybody with a small penis please leave immediately? Everybody with a small penis, as quick as you can, Ray. Ray's going for piano.